أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وطبيب نفوسنا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد،
صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، لا سيما بقية الله روحي وأرواح العالمين لمقدمه الفداء. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. السلام على عون بن عبد الله بن جعفر الطيار. السلام على محمد بن عبد الله بن جعفر الشاهد مكان أبيه. يا ليتنا كنا معكم سادتي، فنفوز فوزا عظيما. صلوات. Respected scholars, elderly brothers and sisters in Islam, جميع عزاداران، السلام علیکم جميعا و رحمت الله و برکاته. و اعظم الله اجورنا و اجوركم بمصابنا بالحسین و اولاد الحسین و اصحاب الحسین. On behalf of all of us, inshallah, we convey our sincere condolences to the host of this majlis and such majalis all around the globe, His Holiness Imam Zaman Ajjalallah Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. May his heart be pleased, inshallah, with all of us, with salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Last night when I, of course in the previous nights as well, but for some reasons last night when I saw the recitation of Marthiyah and especially the chest beating Latmiyyah took a bit longer, alhamdulillah, which is a good sign, of course, as we are getting closer to Ashura, it's supposed to be like this. A hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam crossed my mind, and I thought perhaps I share it with you, inshallah, that will delighten your hearts and will encourage us to attend such majalis, recite more. Especially I saw some of the elderly brothers, mashallah, young, old, and different ages, they are coming reciting Marthiyah and lamenting for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Zayd al-Shaham is not again an ordinary companion of the Imams. He was one of the distinguished, renowned, and very learned companion of Imam al-Baqir and Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. He says, with a group of our friends, brothers, we went to visit Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam. Along with us was a reciter, a poet, who was reciting for Ahlul Bayt al-Musalam. His name is Ja'far ibn Affan al-Ta'i. Ja'far ibn Affan al-Ta'i. He says, we went to visit Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq turned on and said to Ja'far that, Ja'far, I heard that, mashallah, you are lamenting for our grandfather Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and you are very good in reciting Marthiyah. You make people cry. He said, Aga, with your permission, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Imam says that, then why don't you recite for us tonight? It wasn't Muharram or any occasion. Imams of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam would take advantage of it. You read the Mafatihul Janan and the books of dua, you see that on any occasion, the peak of the amal of that occasion, even it is mab'ath with Laylatul Qadr, happy or sad occasion, on the top of the list of the amal is ziyarat Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. Imam says that, why don't you recite for us? Zayd Shahham is the narrator. He says you started, and it's not easy in front of Imam Zaman to recite. Although I must tell you between brackets here, brothers, sisters in their own gatherings as well, humbly I address and include myself as well. Anytime sitting on the member, Sheikh, remember, brother, youngster, elderly, anytime you are reciting Marthiyah for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, remember you are doing it for Imam Zaman, you are in the presence of Imam Zaman, wherever in the world you may be. There is no doubt about it. So if you're only conscious of this fact, that this majlis, we are doing it in the presence of Imam Zaman, Ajalla Farashay, when we are reading Marthiyah. Jafar, Zayd says that he started reciting, and Allahu Akbar, Salat Dumu'u ala wajhihi wa lihyati. The moment he started reciting majlis for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the drops of tears flew on the face and the beard of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. When the majlis was over, Imam Sadiq, look at what the Imam says. It's not obviously only for Jafar. Anyone in that position, that's why I'm sharing this with you. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says to Jafar, Ya Jafar, Wallah, laqad shahidaka malaikatullah al-muqarrabun hahuna. By Allah, the nearest angels of God attended your majlis when you are reciting Marthiyah, and they were with you. Yasma'una kalamaka fil Husayn. They also listen to your Marthiyah khani, listen to your lamenting for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And then the Imam says that, Wallah, laqad bakaw kama bakina wa akthar. By Allah, they also cried. In the majlis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, wherever in the world it is held, it is not only you and I that attend and we cry. Angels, the nearest angels of God attend and they also cry. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, and more than crying. But Imam is not explicit. What is more than crying? Perhaps it's because in the world of angels, there is another way of expressing their emotions that we as humans are unable to do it. Wallahu alam. Imam says that they cry, and more than that. Then the Imam says, وَلَقَدْ أَوْجَبَ اللَّهُ لَكَ يَا جَعْفَرْ فِي سَاعَتِكَ الْجَنَّةِ. As you are reciting Marthiyah for my grandfather Imam Hussein, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obliged himself to admit you to his paradise. وَغَفَرَ لَكَ. And you are reborn. God has forgiven you. Brothers and sisters, wallah, words are not enough to describe the azama, the glory, the significance of the majalis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Of doing anything, no matter how it may sound trivial to you, as far as you do it sincerely for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, words are not enough to describe the reward of it. Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana lihada wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. Salawat. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As we go further into the nights, you are getting more into the core of the discussion, and inshallah you will appreciate and acknowledge more why I this year also gave the theme for my series of humble talks on Imam Hussein alayhi salam as Da'i Allah. Remember, the title of Da'i Allah is the title given to Imam Hussein by Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So definitely is an accurate title. When we say Imam Hussein alayhi salam is Da'i Allah, that means that Imam Hussein alayhi salam was not just a philanthropist. Imam Hussein alayhi salam was not just a social or civil activist or reformist. Unfortunately, there are some among us, and unless I heard it from similar manaber, I would not raise it, and I have an obligation when I hear that on the member of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and I see that unfortunately there is a trend of distortion of the revolution of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Advocate, there are some that are promoting it creeping into the minds of our youth and the next generations, silently but surely, to make them think that, look, Imam Hussein alayhi salam was a philanthropist. Imam Hussein alayhi salam called for humanity. His revolution was for the sake of humanity, to save humanity against oppression. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam was only standing against oppression and tyranny. No doubt. كلمه حق يراد بها الباطل. Of course Imam Hussein alayhi salam called to humanity, as all da'i Allah they call to humanity. Of course Imam Hussein alayhi salam stood against tyranny and oppression. But what do you mean? Make your point very clear. What they mean and what they are trying to tell us is that, look, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, don't make it like a religious war. It's not that Imam Hussein alayhi salam had that zeal to say that Yazid and the other side, their practice of Islam is not a proper practice, and therefore I'm fighting it. Subhanallah. And they come up with examples, and that religious pluralism is the very dangerous doctrine behind it. Religious, now that I mentioned, let me be very clear with you. From the first night, I have been cutting the branches of this shajaratan khabitha called religious pluralism. Night by night, I've been cutting the branches of this tree. It's about the time now to cut the trunk of the tree, bi-iznillah, inshallah. As we get closer to Ashura, as Imam Hussein alayhi salam fought the trunk of Shajarat al-Khabith Bani Umayyah, inshallah, we are attending the trunk of this Shajarat al-Khabith. There is no such thing in Islam as religious pluralism. In as much as Islam promotes social pluralism, as inshallah we'll explain and learn more about it, Islam, because it's the religion of truth, Islam does not want to fool the nations and does not want to sound political to please everybody. Islam is against religious pluralism. They say that, look, God is not that petty to care whether you call him Allah, Christ, Brahma, or any name you give. It is us who have given different names to God, and then we are fighting over the names. The issue is a verbal problem. The reality, in reality, we all worship the same God. We all mean well. In order for us to live peacefully all together, we have to understand that we have to compromise. Don't say that I have the absolute truth. You also don't say that. We compromise. We come to in a common term. I say that relatively I'm right, relatively you are right. To please you, and I will be pleased as well. So that we all live together happily, peacefully on earth. Why not? Why we don't say that? We say this because, look, when we look at the history of religion and religious fights, religious exclusivism has only begotten bigotry, contentment, and bloodshed. Enough is enough. We don't want any more bloodshed. And when it comes to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, if they dare, they say that Imam Hussein's revolution is also obsolete and outdated. That was 1400 years ago. But today, but because they don't dare saying that they belong to the committee, they limit Imam Hussein as a philanthropist who is only fighting for justice and calling to humanity. We say, of course, Abu Abdullah al-Hussein was fighting for justice, but I don't need to interpret Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and don't interpret Imam Hussein. Let us listen to Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein alayhi salam has written his will and left it as a document for us. In Ziyarat Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the Imams of Ahlul Bayt are teaching us the purpose of the revolution of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, I am going to fight Yazid because why? Because ala al-Islam as-salam idhqad buliyat al-ummatu bira'in mithli Yazid. If someone like Yazid is the leader of the Muslim community, goodbye to Islam. I cannot say goodbye to Islam. So the concern of Imam Hussein alayhi salam first and foremost was Islam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam in his final will, he says, Asiru besirat jaddi wa abi. I'm going to revive the lifestyle of my grandfather and my father before anything else. Of course, Yazid is an oppressor, but my intention, I'm going to revive Islam. Because once true Islam is revived, justice is also prevailed, and all the rest are with us. Make no mistake. Don't say that Imam Hussein doesn't care how people and God is not so pity. Whether you close your eyes, you open, you say Ameen, not Ameen. These are irrelevant to God. Baba, every day and night that you and I we read the ziyarat Imam Hussein alayhi salam on the words of Imam al-Ma'sumin alayhi salam, we say Ashhadu annaka qad aqamta as-salat. You tell me the rest. Wa aqam wa ataita. As zakat. Why do we say that? Why Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is teaching us to say, my dear Imam, I bear witness that you established, you revived salat, you revived zakat. Question. At the time of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his opponents, they were not praying. Everybody knows that. I'm sure even children in this gathering have heard that the army of Ibn Ziyad were also praying. Before the battle starts, they had their own Jama'ah prayer, and Imam Hussein had his own Jama'ah prayer. So they were praying. What was the problem? Why Imam Hussein was concerned? Why is it that in the ziyarat Imam Hussein, we say, Ashhadu annaka qad aqamta. Which salat did you revive? There was already salat. Which zakat and khums did Imam Hussein revive? They were already paying their zakat. Aha. They were not doing the right style of namaz. They were not giving zakat and khums to the right people. And that had to be fixed. Ashhadu annaka qad aqamta salat wa ataita. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam was concerned about the sharia law as well, my dear. Don't fool me. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam is teaching me that Imam Hussein alayhi salam was concerned about the practical aspect of Islam as much as he was concerned about the ideological aspects of Islam, as much as he was concerned about the social aspects of Islam and social justice, all of the above. Don't limit the revolution of Imam Hussein alayhi salam to particular things. Example they come with, they say that, look, all different sects and religions, Allah, imagine God as a university teacher and we are all his students. And God has given us an assignment. Some students, they come up with assignment, writing it in an A4 page paper, properly neat and nice, present it. I like it when my students, they give their assignments in type it neat and nice that I can easily read it. But other students, Einstein like a student, writes on a scrap paper. Baba, at the end of the day, as long as they get a passing mark, they're all graduated. Yes, maybe you Muslim Shia, you say that you get a better mark than others. But all of us, at the end of the day, we get a pass mark and we are fine. First of all, according to the false doctrine of religious pluralism, you have no right to tell me that Shia is more right than others. Because the same argument can be posed by others as well. So religious pluralism is only religious pluralism if you say that we are equally right and equally wrong. And if religious pluralism is correct, religious pluralism is a doctrine that is self-destructive. You know why? Because if there is no absolute truth, religious pluralism is also no absolutely true. It kills itself. If religious pluralism, it means there is no absolute truth out there. Everything is relatively false, relatively correct. We say, oh Lord, does it apply to your theory as well? Religious pluralism also is relatively wrong, so don't insist on it. Why is it that I was talking somewhere about religious pluralism, a brother got up and left, and then they told me, says, I don't want to hear anything against it. Allahu Akbar. What kind of tolerance? And you are blaming us that you religious people, you don't have tolerance. I don't like even to use tolerance. Bear with me in the coming nights. I tell you that the term tolerance, even Islam doesn't want us to tolerate other religions. Because tolerance has a negative connotation. Tolerance, it means I put up with you. No, Islam wants us to understand, to have sympathy with them. So first of all, although I promise you not to be philosophical, but I need to share this philosophical clue with you. Brothers, sisters, when somebody is talking to you, make sure that through examples they don't fool us. One of the tricks of fallacious argument, you know what the fallacious argument is this. Fallacious argument means an argument that is a fallacy, it is false. But they put it in a nice packaging. There's a contaminated food in it, but they sell it to you in a very nice glittering packaging. This is how they come with example. you make sure that always check whether the subject under consideration is compatible with this example. This example does it really apply, or is only an example? Very often, fallacious arguments are put forward in the form of examples, and then the person is fooled. Oh, yes, yes, because the example is correct, but the issue is not related to the example. If you want to give any example, I have a real example for you, not from me, from infallible Imam Amirul Mu'minin alayhi salam. In Nahj al-Balagha, he says that, let me tell you, prophets, leaders, that's what they are. They are not politicians that when they are with the Shia community, they speak a way to please them. They go to another community, they speak a different language to please those people. The Holy Prophet and Anbiya Awliya, they are like physicians. Physicians are caring about their patients no matter what, whether they are part of the community or not. This is part of their commitment, isn't it? If you are a professional GP, physician, general practitioner, you have to treat your patient irrespectively. Prophets, Awliya Allah, are like this. The example that you tell me as a religious pluralist, it means that I go somewhere and I see a group of people are sitting and they are having a contaminated food. Religious pluralists must do this, sitting with them, sharing their food, and say, let's all eat food together. No difference between my food and your food. We all have it together. Whereas Islam says, no, you are not being a philanthropist. You are not caring about these people. Be like a caring physician. Go up to them and tell them, my dear, because I love you, because I care you, because I don't want you to receive chastisement in the hereafter, and I don't want to suffer in this dunya. I want you to have hasan, fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana. Look, your food is contaminated. Why don't you try this one? Just try it, taste it. Go up to your Christian friend and say that, my dear, you and I, we are very close to each other. Islam is an upgrade version of Christianity. If you say salawat, maybe for the first time I share part of my history of my life with you. Some years ago, over 7-8 years, I've been having a friend. He's a priest, and still he used to be a priest, an ex-priest. At that time, he was a priest of one of the famous churches in Sydney. We were friendly with each other. I told you that, alhamdulillah, I was the chairman of Interfaith Dialogues. And we became very much acquainted, inviting him over to my house, going to his house. And over the period of the years, and interestingly, the start of our communication was about Imam Zaman and Imam and the Holy and Jesus Christ, the relation between Imam Zaman and Jesus Christ. Long story short, he reached the stage after 8 years of acquaintance and friendship that one day he said to me that, Mansour, look, I don't have any problem. I believe on a theological level, I believe that I don't believe in Trinity. But I have a couple of issues. One is that I have received in my life so many grace from Jesus Christ. How can I ignore them converting to Islam? Also, my mother is an elderly. She's almost 90. She's a nursing home. All her life, she's been proud of me as a sheikh, no sheikh, as a priest. And she cannot hack it that now her son has changed her religion. You put yourself in his shoes. It's not that easy. I said to him, John, I mentioned his name. I won't mention the full name, obviously. I said, look, John. And John is a general name anyway. I said, John, as for the first one, nobody tells you to abandon Jesus. All what I'm telling you that I cannot be a Muslim unless I believe in Jesus Christ. I cannot be a Muslim unless I believe in the immaculate birth of Jesus. I believe that Holy Mary was infallible. We are against those who accuse her of, God forbid, adultery or anything like that. So what I'm telling you is that on the top of, besides Jesus as Mary, become a Muslim. If you become, it's your choice. But if you become a Muslim, you also have blessings from Prophet of Islam. Besides Maryam, you'll have it from Bibi Zainab as well, Bibi Fatima as well. It's a good thing. You will be adding to those who will be sending you the blessings. As for your mother, look, at the end of the day, we are all mortal. Come tomorrow, if you are convinced that Trinity is not the way to go about it, it's a virus that has come to the version of Islam that you are practicing, Once your mom passes this dunya, فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ She will see the reality. Upon our death, brothers and sisters, no longer there is any dispute about any issue. Absolute truth will be unveiled because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the veils of dunya. Lucky those who have discovered it while in dunya, because over there it's too late. Your mother will see the absolute truth upon her death and after her death. Now, if you go to her tomorrow, you are also going to die. She has all the wrong points against you. Son, I was your mom. You discovered the truth. I did not. Why didn't you share it with me? What would be your explanation? What would be your justification to your mother? If you really care about your mom, share the truth with her. It's up to her whether she wants to take it or not. By the way, his third argument was that I've been also leading a congregation for several decades. How can I now tell them that, look, guys, you've been what I've been telling you was wrong? I said, look, John, I don't have any solution for this. This is the dilemma you and I have, whether we care about congregation or we care about God. Moral of the story is that no, unlike religious pluralists that says that, okay, let us all sit together and have the food, whether it's contaminated or not, Islam says that go kindly, nicely, وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِلَّتِهِ أَحْسَنِ in such a nice manner. May God prolong his life, Ayatollah Uzma Sistani, صلوا على محمد وعلى محمد. صلوا على محمد وعلى محمد. Earlier this year, with a group, we visited him, and he was giving some advice, admonition, part of which he said that a true Muslim is the one, not only to his children, even if you go to the most arrogant person. Let's say that you go to Trump today to advise him. The style of the Quran is this, قُولَ لَهُ قُولًا لَيَّنًا with a soft, nice way you speak to them. Islam is not the religion of terrorism. Don't fool me that either I have to be a terrorist or I have to be Christian. No, neither. I don't need to. As if there is only a T-junction you choose between the two. What kind of mentality is this? No, my dear. That is wrong, and this is ideologically also wrong. As much as I love and care like a physician, I go up to them and say that, my dear, consider this. I'm not telling you to become a Muslim. By the way, let's go to the, because I committed to stick to the Quran. One of the arguments they have here for us, they say that, look, even God doesn't want us to believe in one religion. Ajib. Yes, this is Quran. Surah Hud, ayah 118? 118. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولو شاء ربك لجعل الناس أمة واحدة should your Lord will, had your Lord so willed, he would have made you all one ummah. Ummah, it means followers of one religion. If it was the will of God, he could have made the whole mankind believe in your, you say Islam, Islam. But do you see that? It's not like this. People are born and practicing different religions or no religion or whatever. So diversity is part of the world, the life of this dunya. It is too boring to be everywhere you go, there's only Indian food. Indian cuisine, only the beauty of it is that if you go, and that's why in some countries, people, they like it, they say, mashallah, variety of cuisine when we go, Lebanese, Indian, Iranians, all various types of food, go to a food court, I don't know, in Dubai, and whatever you want, you can feast over there. It's so nice, diversity is beautiful. Also, look at humankind all around the world, it's so beautiful, white, different skin colors, different height, different languages. All these differences are telling you what? Different races. God wants us to be different. Diversity is part of the life of dunya. Why are you pushing only for one religion? This is so natural to be different and look different and think different and believe different. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَجَعْلَ النَّاسَ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً Proof of it is the Quran. And there's more than one ayah. I say, Allahu Akbar. Thank you very much. May I refer to the Quran? Did you say Surah? Hud ayah? 118. Okay. Ayah 118, I opened the Quran. Oh, this is part of the ayah. Perhaps it's better we read the whole Quran. Next page. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ The same ayah, the rest of it. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَجَعَلَ النَّاسَ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ وَلِذَلِكَ خَلَقَهُمْ Now the meaning becomes different. God says that if it was the will of God, God could have forced you all like angels. There is no diversity of faith among angels, huh? They are all believers in God. The story of that angel that they say that Imam Hussein alayhi salam interceded, that if the story is true, that was not an angel. If it's an angel cannot possibly disobey God. Otherwise, it's not an angel. By the way, what Quran says, God could have forced us all not to have any freedom of choice, and we would be all believers in God, obedient to God. No, God gave us free will to choose and exercise. Many ayat of the Quran, now they're coming, I don't know which one to pick, that you can follow your evil desire or you can follow your taqwa and things like that. Okay, you have the choice. This is the will of God, so that you have the choice and exercise false or true, right or wrong. وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ Human community continues debating over religious matters, different doctrines and ideologies. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ Except the one that they reach the mercy of God. Ummat al-Islam is called Ummah Marhuma. A community that they receive the mercy of God is based on this ayah. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ وَلِذَٰلِكَ خَلَقَهُمْ God says that human communities throughout the history is evolving until they reach the peak of it at the time of Imam Zaman, that لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ The whole world acknowledges there is only one true religion, and that is the religion of Islam, and that is the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt of the religion of Islam. On that day, Islam becomes universally accepted. Human community will evolve towards that. All today's technology and the like, they are paving the way for that to be achieved. So it's not that God forces us to believe in different ways. On the contrary, another example they have, very quickly, say salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Again, you know, because they are quoting the Quran, it disturbs us and we feel obliged that we have to say something on it. Otherwise, as I said, it's a free world. People are free to believe whatever they want to believe or not believe. They say God is very particular in the Quran. And God says that, look, as you look different, as you have different languages, as you come from different races, likewise, you also are free to have different religions. What matters at the end of the day to me, says the Almighty God, is which one of you among you mankind is more pious. Inna akramakum inda Allah atqakum. The most honorable of you all is the one who is the most pious of all. I don't care about your faith. At the end of the day is your action that counts. And if you are acting a pious act, you are the most honorable in the eyes of God. I say, okay. Again, you are quoting the Quran. Where is in this in the Quran? Surah Al-Hujurat, chapter 49, ayah number 13. Those who can see it on the screen, they can see the ayah. I read the full ayah and quick explanation, inshallah. Then, as usual, I leave the judgment to your sound judgment. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الناس addressing mankind, not only Muslims. يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى. We have created you from a male and a female. I usually say we are all from Adam's family, no matter where we are born. We are created from male and a female. وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل. And God says we. You know this we is majesty we. We have made you into tribes and nations. لتعارفوا, so that you get to know each other. Diversity of races, diversity of cultures is beautiful. Diversity of cuisine is beautiful, so that you get to know each other. إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. The most honorable of you is the most pious of all. Question. Do you see in the Quran, and you all have access to the Quran, maybe I have cut something. Do you see that God is saying وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ وَأَدْيَانَ? Is there any such word in the ayah? The Quran is so particular, you're right, but you are not quoting the Quran particularly, my dear. Quran says, we have made you into nations and tribes, not religions. Where does it say, وَأَدْيَانًا? The argument is about religions,
not about tribes, nations, and races, and languages, and cuisines, and the like. So we have two types of differences and diversity or diversity. One is natural, i.e. races, i.e. skin color. Depending on where you live on earth, natural requirement, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it like this, that in Africa you don't need that much sun, so your skin becomes darker. Living in Scandinavia, you don't need that much. You need more intake of sun, then your skin color becomes fair and the like. These are natural. Cuisine, natural. Races, natural. That's what Quran says. We have made you like this. So what's the meaning of the best of you, the most honorable, are those who are the most pious of all? I said, okay, look. Piety in English has a meaning, and in the Quran has a meaning. Quran says, لَعَلَّكُمْ نَكْرَمُ دَلَّهُ أَتْقَاكُمْ تَقْوَى. The most muttaqi. Let me use the term. Piety in English, for your information, if a man does not believe in God at all, complete atheist, but he's caring, looking after his parents, in English we say he is a pious man because he's looking after his parents. Islamically also he's doing good. He's a benevolent person, but he's not muttaqi. Muttaqi is a term used in the Quran, has its definition. What is the definition of taqwa in the Quran? Literally, taqwa means someone who's warding of himself or herself against chastisement, fire of hell in the hereafter. And therefore, very often you see Quran says, ittaqullaha. Those who read the Quran are familiar with this term. Ittaqullaha, meaning that taqwa has a definition that is defined by Allah, not any word that you come with English translation. In the first night, I told you that I'm setting a precedent because these people, they don't quote any ayat or riwayat in Arabic. They only mention in English so that in English they can play with the words as they wish, which is very unprofessional. So to find out about taqwa, am I making any sense to say that taqwa that is mentioned in this ayah, it's better to go and ask the Almighty God rather than me or anyone else. How can I ask the Almighty God? Open the Quran and read about taqwa in the Quran. In the Quran, the phrase that I want to quote now from the Quran is quoted from so many of the prophets. I just pick up one example that you can register and memorize it. Surah 23, ayah 23. I chose deliberately this one because it's easier for you to memorize it. 23, like 33. You remember the ayah. Now, in that ayah, which is from Prophet Nuh, but other prophets have been saying this as well. Ya qawm, qala ya qawm i'budullah, ma lakum min ilahin ghayru, afala tattaqoon. Prophets have been telling their communities, there is no deity worthy of worship other than Allah. Don't you want to be muttaqi? What does it mean? Taqwa starts with taqwa in belief. So if my ideology, if my belief is a false ideology, corrupted, virus ideology, I'm not muttaqi in term of the taqwa of aqidah and belief based on this ayah of the Quran. When it comes to practical aspects of life as well, those who say that is another lifestyle, no difference. Whether you are straight or you are not straight, Quran doesn't accept this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran also, this in Surah Al-Shu'ara. And in Surah Al-Shu'ara, if you wish to read it from, this quotation is mentioned from many of the prophets, over maybe 10, 15, 20 ayat of the Quran. I just quote what Prophet Lut is telling the Sodomites. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ لُوت أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Remember when Lut said to the Sodomites that don't you want to be pious? Don't you want to practice taqwa? Here it means don't you want to ward yourself off against the chastisement in the hereafter? They are telling you and I that unless you become a religious pluralist, you will not have any tolerance. Allahu Akbar. In this case, the secular world must be the most tolerant community. True? False. Earlier this year, in Australia, a rugby player, the youth might have heard the story, a rugby player, the poor guy, and he's Christian, a committed Christian. He posted on his Facebook that those who belong to LGBT and adulterers, unless they repent before they die, in the hereafter, they will be hellbound. Oh my God. They blasted him. His manager had a contract with him, I don't know, a few millions of dollars, canceled that. What did he say? MashaAllah, this is very tolerant community. These people are religious, that they are so intolerant? No. So don't fool me that unless you're religious pluralist, you will not have tolerance. In fact, we have more tolerance towards LGBT and we treat them like patients. Nothing against them. Not, but if somebody wants to comment, and I said to one of them, what's all this fuss about it? Baba, this guy is telling you a fairy tale. You guys, you don't believe in the hereafter. It's just like he's telling a fiction. Since when you believe in hell and heaven that you are not upset and you say that he's preaching hate? Which hate? Come on, there's no life after this. There's no hell and heaven. The guy is saying that after you die, you go to hell. You're supposed to laugh at him because you don't believe in hell and heaven. Allah, you can tell their subconscious is telling them the truth. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Finally, quickly finish it with this one, inshallah, and go to Majlis Azaw, very important night tonight. And this will be the bridge, inshallah, to continue the discussion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, in the Quran, when it comes to the religion of truth, i.e. Islam, Quran says, وَأَنَّ هَذَا سُورَةُ الْأَنْعَامِ, I think. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. This that I'm describing to you is the right path, my right path. صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. You're supposed to only follow this right path. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ. Don't go to different ways. Don't say that there are billions of ways to reach to Allah. Whichever you choose, they're all getting to the same destination. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ. Don't go to different paths and ways. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّغَ بِكُمْ. My brain. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّغَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. Is that the ayah? Yes, then they will deviate you from the path of God. Why God is saying that? لَعَلَّكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that if you want to be pious, not لَعَلَّكُمْ, I think it ends the ayah with something as وَأَنَّ هَذِي صِرَاطِ مُسْتَغِيمًا فَاتَّبُوا وَلَا تَتَّبُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَبَرَّغَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ. ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ. That is what God is ordaining. God says, I have one wasiyah for you, one will for you, one ordainment. ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. If you want to ward yourself off against the hellfire. Inshallah, we'll talk about it more. And there were some of ayat, as usual, we had to escape them. صلوا على محمد وعلى محمد. Ya Allah, tonight, brothers and sisters, is a very special night. You saw the signs and you know that tonight is dedicated to the two sons of Sayyid Zainab, Bibi Zainab, Salamullah alayha. For your information and the information of the youngsters, don't think that the martyrs that we are talking every night, they are martyred like in that night or the next day. They are all martyrs on Ashura. We have dedicated different nights in honor of those martyrs and shuhada. Why I say tonight is a special night? Because tonight, especially ladies, and especially moms, they relate to the tragedy of tonight a lot. In our gathering also, if we have uncles, especially maternal uncles, khal, da'i, whatever you call them, if you have sisters, and now if you can imagine the children, the sons of your sisters are coming to be slaughtered in front of your eyes in your support. Uncles, it hurts them. Mothers, it hurts them. Mothers, brothers, sisters, they cannot even stand it to abort their baby. The baby is not complete and it's premature born, aborted. But for a couple of months, it takes time for the mother to get over the agony of loss of her fetus and the baby. Let alone if she has brought two children, two boys, young boys, pious boys, one own, another one Muhammad. She remembers the tough days she has been breastfeeding them, looking after them when they were sick. Allahu Akbar. I told you that unless you are a mother, you cannot relate to Bibi Zainab. On the top of that, لِلَّهُ صَبْرُ زَيْنَبِ الْعَقِيلَ. I cannot describe the agony that Bibi Zainab went through on the day of Ashura. Not only she had to give her sons as sacrifice, in 4 or 5 hours, within 4 or 5 hours, she lost all her brothers in front of her eyes. She lost her nephews, almost all of them. And also she had to give her 2 sons as the sacrifice as well. Allahu Akbar. Before I take you to the day of Ashura and read to you the lamentation of the children of Zainab, let me just make a quick detour and bridge. Inshallah, with this you relate to the feelings of Bibi Zainab more tonight. After the battle of Uhud, you remember that in the battle of Uhud, the uncle of the Prophet, Sayyid Hamza, at that time known as Sayyid al-Shuhada, Janab Hamza, was mutilated. You know the story. Now, the battle of Uhud is over, and Safiyyah, the sister of Hamza, the aunt of the Holy Prophet, is looking among the dead bodies, looking for her brother. The Holy Prophet said to Imam Ali and Zubair, cover the body of Hamza. Now you are getting there. Cover the body of Hamza. When Imam Ali alayhi salam is asking the Prophet, and the Holy Prophet says, because Safiyyah is looking for the body of her brother. I'm concerned about her sanity. How can a lady look at the mutilated body of her brother? Imam Ali and Zubair covered the body. But eventually Safiyyah found the body of her brother. Imagine that, how she's reacting. The narrator says that the Holy Prophet, he is putting his hand on the chest of his aunt Safiyyah and calmed her down. I want to say, Ya Rasulallah, where were you in Karbala, Ya Rasulallah? On the day of Ashura, around and after Zuhr time, all the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam were martyred. A'zam Allah ajurake ya Mawlai, ya sahib al-zaman. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam, every minute he is losing one of his companions and he becomes more and more lonely. Shia ayal azadaral, Imam Hussein was painfully crying, hal min nasirni al-sunuli. Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. Bibi Zainab inside the tent, she heard the painful cry of her brother Halmin Nasr Ali Al-Surani. She called her sons, listen to me please. She called her sons Aun and Muhammad and told them that, my dear, this is about the time that you go and support your uncle. Are you going to support? And they say, Mom, of course. That is why we are here for. Allahu Akbar, Bibi Zainab is combing the hair of her sons, gave them the sword and their sheet and said, I'm proud of you, my dear. And they say, Mom, our grandfather Ja'far Tayyar sacrificed his life for the grandfather of our uncle, and this is our pride today to sacrifice ourselves for our uncle. Bibi Zainab goes up to her brother and said, brother, I have brought 2 gifts for you. I'm sorry that I don't have more sons to sacrifice and offer for you. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, uncles, if you love your sister, you love the children of your sister as well. Because the love between Imam Hussein and Sayyidah Zainab was extraordinary. Imam Hussein alayhi salam is begging his sister, keep the boys, their father is not around. Maybe Abdullah send them so that they look after their mother. And Bibi Zainab says, Wallah, Imam Zaman in Ziyarat Nahiyah confirms this. Imam Zaman says, Muhammad joined Imam Hussein to represent his father. And they go to the uncle, begging their uncle, uncle, Wallah, our father sent us to support you. On his behalf we have come here. Long story short, Sayyidah Zainab goes back to the tent. These 2 boys present a bravery war. Eventually those enemies like hungry foxes surrounded them and killed them and beheaded them. امام حسین علیه السلام remember این که آن عاشورا had dedicated the tent for the شهدا known as خیمه شهدا. امام حسین is taking the body of any شهید and putting him there, and normally Bibi Zainab comes and is assisting امام حسین علیه السلام, exceptionally when her children, her sons were murdered, امام حسین is carrying the two boys, where is Zainab to come and give me a hand? In Irfan we call it haya ul karam. She didn't want to come to eye contact with her brother. Lilla haya sabru Zainab la aqila kam sabrat masaib ul maghula. The narrator says, wallah la ansa Zainab bint Ali wa hiya tandib al Husayn. Ala la'natullah ala al qawm al zalimin wa say'alamu alladhina zalamu ala Muhammadin ايام منقلبين ينقلبون يا حسين.